ವಂದೇಹಂ
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 28th of February, 1975, in Atlanta, Georgia.
We say that when the life, living entity is there in the seminar and it is put into the woman's womb, then body develops. The beginning is the life. This is practical. And this life is the part and parcel of the Supreme Life. That was beginning is God. Janmadrasya jata. So, we have to establish this theory in this misguided world. And besides that, why they cannot produce life from matter? What is the value of their state? That they have not been able. Where is the proof that from matter life comes?
Proof is under investigation.
That is nonsense. This proof from life, life is coming, there is proof, so many proof. A man, animal, trees, everything is coming from life. Up till now, nobody has seen that a man is born from a stone. Nobody has seen. Sometimes it is called Vrishchik Tandulna. You know that? Vrishchik Tandulna. Vrishchik means scorpion. And tandul means rice. Sometimes we see some heaps of rice, the scorpion is coming. But that is not that the rice has given birth to the scorpion. You have not seen in your country? We have seen it. From the rice, heaps of rice, one scorpion, small scorpion is coming. The fact is that the parent of the scorpion, they put their eggs within the rice. And being fermented, the scorpion comes. Not that from rice the scorpion is coming. That's what is called Vrishchik Tandulna. Vrishchik means scorpion and tandul means rice. So life is coming from matter. This is called Vrishchik Tandulna. Life cannot come from matter. Besides that, just like when there is life, living entity, the body grows. Body changes or grows, as you say. But if the child is dead or come out dead, then the body does not grow. Then matter is growing on life. Why a dead child born, it does not grow? What is the reason? What is your scientist's reason?
They would say that somehow the chemical reactions are not going right in the body, in the dead body.
But you give the chemical. You rascal, you have got so many chemicals, why don't you give it? What is the use of a saying like that? Now the child is dead. Now you give some chemical injection. Bring it into life. Why you cannot do that? If you cannot do that, then why, what is the nonsense saying that such chemical is missing? If it is missing, you will replace it. Why you cannot replace?
Because they haven't found out the chemical.
Therefore you are asking. You do not know what is that chemical, and still you say that some chemical is missing. This is going on. Bluffing, cheating. This should be stopped. You do not know what is that chemical missing, still you say some chemical missing. Why do you say like that?
Recently there are some journals that come out, the title of the origin of life. I've been in the school and discussed. It started about from last year, and they have an international association of scientists, and they discussed about the origin of life. And then I wrote a letter to the to the leader of that journal, and he applied to that going to have another meeting, international meeting in Japan in 1977. And there will be several meetings in Europe in the coming years. So their aim and objective is to prove that life started from chemicals. It's a big group of international scientists. So he asked me to become a member of the research group.
So you become member and protest? No, and prove. You just become the opposite. Don't say yes, it is a no, don't. That will be a good.
So right now we are planning to write that book all together with our brothers. And, so that for God, we have some background and what we need to learn from Prabhupada. And then so that we can.
This kind of answer, if I ask you that you produce life from chemicals, and if you answer that yes, we shall do it in future, that is not very scientific. How do you think? Is that very scientific?
Yes, that's what they think is scientific.
How it is scientific? But life is already there. Not that the life production is depending on your future scientific research. The life is already going there. Hundreds and thousands and millions. You say that you do not know. Why you are claiming that in future you shall know? There is no need of your knowing, it is already going on. You do not know. That is your position. And still you are declaring yourself a scientist. You are misleading. You can make a fool's paradise, that is another thing. But you do not know at the present moment, but the things are going on. Life is being produced without your knowledge. So you admit that you have no knowledge. And without having knowledge, you are declaring yourself a scientist. How much cheating it is. It is not that it is depending on your future knowledge. It is already going on. Life is being produced. So if you think that in future, by chemical combination you will produce life, so that chemical composition is already there, going on. So you have to find out who is that scientist, not that chemical composition. Who is that scientist who is producing so many lives and chemicals? That is real intelligence.
That's why we title our book as The Origin of Life and Matter. We do not talk simply life, because
origin of everything.
Yes, so matter. Actually, matter origin of the chemicals. The this carbon, hydrogen, these elements. These also there's a brain behind it.
Yes.
Make these chemicals.
Yes. So we have to find out who is that brain, who is that science. That is real research. Adhāda brahma jigyāsa. This is brahma jigyāsa. Jigyāsa means inquiry. And who is that brain? Because things are already going on. It is not depending on your so-called research. It is already going on nicely. So your business should be, who is that brain behind it? That should be your research. Not that how chemical combination can be. It is already being produced without your so-called scientific knowledge. It is already going on. You are taxing your brain that how this chemical combination produces life. So, that brain is already there. Otherwise, how life is coming? What do you think? So, why you are trying to find out the chemicals? You find out the brain. As you are taxing your brain to find out the chemicals, the original brain has already done it. Now you find out who is that person who has got such a nice brain.
That is
the
real research.
That is real research. You point out this. Not that your chemical combination, it is already done. And people are already taking advantage like that. If there is some discovery by some scientist, he praises the man who has discovered this.
And names the man. Experiment the man.
The man is important who has done it. The person is important. So, am I right or wrong?
Yes.
So find out the person. Who is that person?
Suppose they say that it just came about by chance.
That is kick on your face with boots. Immediately. That's it. That is the answer, only answer. Rascal Dhamma, such chance. The only answer is to kick his face with the boot. That's all. As soon as he says chance.
Yeah, Ishat Prabhu is going to write a topic, a chapter there, that mathematical proof of the idea that chance comes into play.
Your mathematics is also imperfect, because you are imperfect. You are imperfect. There is nothing chance. There must be cause. You do not know the cause, you cannot find out, you are taking a loophole, chance. Then why you are making so many scientific research? Chance. Let it happen, everything by chance. And what is the use of your scientific research? Let everything happen by chance. There is no chance.
Another answer that we come across when we talk with these people.
There is nowadays the chance theory.
Chance is not so much popular, but the answer that chemicals were supplied by nature.
No, what is nature? That you cannot explain.
That is the answer there.
Huh?
When we ask the scientists.
But what is the nature?
Yes, the nature is not understood.
Yes, that means you are asking. You have not understood. You have no knowledge. As soon as you cannot explain, you prove your foolishness, that's all. That is not scientific answer. Chance, nature. What is the nature? Who is conducting nature? How the nature is going on so nicely?
You said before they were acting as teachers, but actually they are still students.
Well, they are cheaters. They are cheater, not teacher. Cheater. They have no full knowledge, still they have become teachers. You cannot become teacher unless you have got full knowledge. That is cheater.
Suppose that they acknowledge the fact that they do not know.
Yes.
They challenge, how do you know what you believe is right?
Because I chose the Supreme Brain, Krishna. He is the perfect person in knowledge. Aishadjasya jnana vedaham samititana. He knows everything. He is conducting nature. Maya dhakshena prakriti syate sacharad. Jasyagraya bhravati sang vritakala chakra. Janmadasya jataha. So we know from the perfect. Therefore my knowledge is perfect. I am not perfect, that's fact. But my knowledge is perfect. It's like I am not an electrician. But the electrician has told me that you push this button, there will be light. So I am doing that. What is the use of becoming electrician? I want light, and the electrician told me, just put this button, I am doing that, and light is there. That's all. You cannot say, you are not an electrician, how you can say the light? I know from the perfect person and his acting. This is our position. It doesn't require that I will have to become electrician. The electrician has told that you put this button and there will go. Does it require that I will have to become an electrician to conduct this light?
No, simply requires that one listen.
That's all.
Instruction.
Therefore, Shruti, Veda. Tadvijnana thamsa guru meva. Hear from the guru and do it. That's all. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakta Chittete Koriya Oikko. Now what is that? Song? Who knows this song? Sri Guru Charana Padma.
Guru Mukha Padma Bhakta Chittete Koriya Asya. Arana
Koriya Mone Aar. Do not try to research anything. That is fine. Arana Koriya Mone Aar. If the Guru is perfect, your knowledge is. And how Guru becomes perfect, he has heard from his Guru, that's all. Evaṁ parampara prārtham. Krishna is the original Guru. Evaṁ vipassati yogaṁ praktavānaham abhyam vivasāna manavipraho. This is parampara. You hear Lord Brahma heard from Krishna. Tene brahma-ridā-ādita-vai. He gave the knowledge to Brahma, Brahma distributed the knowledge. That basic knowledge is perfect. The basic knowledge comes from the Supreme Person, Vedaham. Vedaishta sarve aham eva vedam, Vedanta vid, Vedanta krit cha aham. The basic knowledge coming from Krishna, and it is received by Brahma. And then Narada receives, then Vyasadeva receives, then he gives us all this Vedic literature. We understand. It is not by so-called rascals' research. Research means they are rascal.
Krishna says, take it from me.
Yes. And if you want to make research, that means he's a rascal number one. If you want to make research, then search out what is the original brain. Not this process. Process is already going on. What is the use of your research? Nonsense. Suppose by chemical competition if you produce one, like you'll never be able. But still, if you think that you'll be able, or you become able, then what is credit to you? Without your help, there are millions and millions of life are being manufactured. Without your help, then what is your credit?
Imitating and barking dog.
Yes. There's some millions of dogs are barking, and one man has learned how to bark like dog, and people will go to see him by purchasing ticket. This is their foolishness. Suppose if you somehow or other become able to produce life from chemicals, then what is your credit? It is like barking dog. Millions of dogs are barking. Now you have learned how to bark. So what is your credit? It may be for the rascal fools that you are scientists. But we are not so rascal.
They will clap.
Yeah.
Fools will clap.
Yes. How nice barking, huh? How you have learned to bark. We are not so fools. Krishna de bhaje sevar chatur. The first class intelligent man is he who is Krishna conscious. Sevar chatur. All rascals. Krishna said, namam duskitana mura. As only scientist, maya apurita jnana. They have no knowledge. All rascals. Krishna says, maya apurita jnana, that he is not thinking that suppose I can produce life by chemical company, then what is my credit? The life is already there, it is going on very nicely. What do you think, Balaman? If the things are going on nicely, then what is my credit? Either you say by chance or by God's arrangement, by nature, but things are going on nicely. See, it is the same thing, to learn how to bark. Barking is going on. But he wants to take credit by learning how to bark. That's it.
He tries to imitate
that. That's it. That he cannot. And that is his foolishness. Therefore we say that you are cheating. Things are already there, going on. What is your credit?
The scientist is trying to be the hero. Krishna is the hero. He has done everything first. Right. The scientist wants to be the hero.
You have to present like this. What is the credit? Suppose by chemical composition you can manufacture one ant. That is not possible. You are sure you'll never be able. That we are assured. But even if you are able, then what is your credit? The credit is the man has learned how to bark like a dog. That's this much credit.
If they are going to be able to make life...
Yes. So first of all, you produce, then say. Why you are anticipating that you will be able to...
So who's the bigger God? Yeah.
Huh?
Who's the bigger God? If I make one ant, and there's already many, many ants made by a bigger God than me.
Yes, and he's God. Whoever has made the most, he should be God.
Yeah.
So we must recognize Krishna as the big scientist.
That is, this foolishness is going on throughout the whole world, and scientists and people are after the so-called scientists, Darwin. So we want to stop this misleading. That is our duty.
Actually, the way they study the origin of life is nothing but the origin of molecules.
It's not actually life.
The way they are studying. So there's a misunderstanding what is life and what is matter.
No. Whatever they are studying, this last skill cannot make life even those with combination of this original mind. What is that proof? Our challenge is that because they cannot do it, therefore they are rascals. That vishchiktandulla. That a scorpion is coming out of rice.
Their claim depends on
there are life manifestation according to Vedic literature. There some of the life, they are coming from eggs. Some of the life, they are coming from perspiration. Some of the life come from seed, and some of the life comes from embryo. It all stated. Shedaja, Udhija, Annaja, Jarayuja. This is already there. Jarayu means embryo. And Sheda means perspiration. Life is everywhere. When they take little advantage, they come out, manifest. You find even the pavement, footpath, as soon as there is crack, some grass is coming. The life is everywhere, they're struggling. And as soon as there is favorable circumstances, they come in a form. And life is not created. Na jayate. I read Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate. Life is never created. It is existing, eternal. That's what he said. Na jayate. So, unfortunate rascals, they do not take advantage of Bhagavad Gita and making disciples. So we want to stop this rascals. They are trying to create life and it is written in the Bhagavad. Na jayate. It is never created. It is already there. Simply, it is coming out, being manifest by different bodies, 8,400,000 forms. That I was explaining last time. According to his desire, the life is already there, and according to his desire, he is coming out in different forms. That is going on. This is a false theory. Chemical can create life. Nonsense. Life is never created. Life is already there. God is already there, and the part and particles, molecules, life is already there. Najate, miyate, va, kadachit. This word is used, kadachit, at any time. You have got perfect knowledge. Why should he say yes with these rascals? We have got perfect knowledge.
They say matter can never be created or destroyed, but they do not know that life cannot be created or destroyed.
Nothing can be created. Life also cannot be created. They are already there. The matter is manifest, not by knowledge. Just like this body is manifest, because the life is there. Now, this body will be destroyed, but I will exist. Tatha dehandra prati. I will accept another body and it will grow. The matter grows on the basis of life. Not that from matter life comes. So, now, by the ways how we have got scientists, let them protest. Save the people from this ignorance. Murha. That is our mission. Give them chance, they have got human body, let them become Krishna conscious. And give up all this nonsense thing. Vitya annatharupam sarupena avasthiti mukti. This is mukti. They are mad after something wrong, so they should be saved. And they should give up this so-called materialism and come to service to the Krishna, his eternal job. Then that is mukti.
So this book actually is directed to scientifically minded people because in this age people are getting educated, they're getting scientific minded.
But that's creating problem. Mm-hmm. The psychiatrist came to see me, Caracas. I said, he admitted, both the psychiatrists, that you are not treating the real person who is diseased. I gave him the example that you have got good car, but the driver is a madman and he is creating disaster and you psychiatrists are going to cure it. You never say that the driver is bad, change him or just educate him, then there will be no disaster. But you are taking your fees and giving some repairing in the car. But you do not know what is the original cause of disaster. There is not chance due to the bad driver. So our propaganda is to give the bad driver nice knowledge so that he can drive the car to Vaikuntha. That is our position. And these rascals, the materialists, they are simply painting the body of the car. And the driver, let him start.
They're like the cheating mechanics.
That's all. All these medical men, psychiatrists, they're simply painting the body of the car. That's all. What is that?
The scientists, they've reported in one journal of theirs that by taking some chemicals of methane, ammonia, and carbon, and injecting it with electricity, that equation, that formula equates into an energy that is called amino acid. In due course of time, that is, they say, the building blocks of life.
So why do they not do that?
They made an experiment.
That means they are not in knowledge. That I am speaking, the barking dog. First of all, make experiment, produce life, then come and say. Otherwise, don't bark like a dog, imitation. Simply big, big words, they produce. Our theory is that, in this Shastra it is said, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalu Nasti. There is practical proof we are giving. These Europeans, Americans, they are simply chanting Hare Krishna, how they are coming out. This is practical proof. They did not know 5 or 6 years ago what is Krishna's name. But we are taking the conclusion of the Shastra. Then this age, if one chants Hare Krishna, he becomes spiritual. That is becoming practical. It is not theory. How so many devotees are? It's Atlanta. Yes. Anywhere, wherever you started, how they have become devotees? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, follow this formula and you will become God conscious. That is being practically proved. It is not theory. So that is Vedic knowledge. You adopt Vedic knowledge and get the result. Not that, this ammonia, this chemical, that chemical, but I cannot do anything. The rascal said, that I cannot say.
Yes.
He asked him, that rascal chemist, that if I give you the chemicals, can you manufacture life? That time he said, no, that I cannot say. Why do you say like that? In the beginning, in New York, that store front, and you chant simply. You are also. So this chanting is proving efficient. That is Vedic knowledge. It is not theory. Our this Krishna consciousness movement is not theory, a mental speculation, it is a fact. Okay? Therefore it is a Guru Mukha Padma Makka Chittete Koriyaka Arana Koriyamanaya. So whatever little success I have got, it is only for this reason. My Guru Maharaj said that you go and preach whatever learnt in English language. That's all. So I came here with this faith that my Guru Maharaj said, I must be successful. I did not show any jugglery to you, gold making jugglery. Where is my gold? I came with 40 rupees. So these are Vedic instant. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Sri Guru Charane Rati, Sai Se Uttama Gati. That is real progress. So this is Vedic instruction, we have to follow the Vedic injunction, then you will be successful. Not this rascal's theory.
The standard of knowledge has to be there, but they do not know that there is a standard. The scientists, these researchers working in different fields, not only scientists, in any field of the knowledge, there must be a standard. So
The standard is given by that is standard, as the Vedic language, Vedic instruction. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the standard. Hare Nama, chant Hare Krishna. Immediately, that is standard. Otherwise, how you find standard? Therefore it is said, Guru Mukha Padma, that is standard. What is you from a bona fide guru? That is standard. Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta, Madhyaji Mahanamastu. Anyone who will do this, stand up, he'll become devotee. And as soon as he becomes devotee, he's fit for going back to home, back to God. Yes? This is standard. What Krishna said, find out this verse. Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta, Madhyaji Mahanamastu. Whatever Krishna says, that is standard. All nonsense. Harna Kuriya Mani. Don't expect anything. This is standard.